I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing, instead of just a wishing.
Yeah, that kind of always gets me in that mood for that kind of stuff. Fishing Frank here. And I got to tell you, you know, I gave my first fishing talk 1985. Yes, indeed. That was a long time ago. And what's since then, I've been a regular at a lot of the fishing clubs and fairs and all that kind of stuff. And we have our new store in North Fort Myers. It's in the Inman Marine Boat Dealership down there, just next to Northern Tool. On the same stores, same street as the store we're on. You go out of this store, turn right, head down 41 South. 30 minutes later, you just pull right into the parking lot. We're in the Inman Marine Dealership. And I'm here in my office at the Fish and Frank's Experience store, but spent all day at the Charlotte County Boat Show. We've been there Wednesday and or Thursday and Friday, and we're going to be there all day today and all day Sunday. We're giving fishing seminars on the hour, every hour, you know, till about 3 o'clock, and just been having a ball. We got the fishing simulators going, and I got to tell you, you know, I've got the one on there, and there's this fish on the simulators, and now did raise this fish up next to a nuclear power plant. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger himself has hired this fish to help him build muscle mass. So this is one crazy, contentious, stubborn fish, but he also dances the Watusi, so, you know, he's a pretty cool fish. But you can come out there and catch him right there at the boat show. Come on in simulators. It's fun. It's free. We don't charge anything for doing it. We have seminars going on all day long. We got captains. We got people to talk to in the booth. We got a little bit of tackling stuff there. But it's just been a lot of fun. We've had a ball over there at Charlotte County Boat Show and a massive amounts of boats. This is the largest selection of boats I've seen since I've been doing the Charlotte County Boat Shows. Of course, Inman Marine there, and there's so many boat dealerships. I've talked to boat dealerships from Venice, Fort Myers, Port Charlotte, Englewood, I mean, Nokomis. I mean, they're from everywhere. And a lot of great people, whether you're looking for a little boat, a John boat, a skiff-type boat, an offshore boat, pontoon boats, they got them all. It's I know it sounds like a seminar or a commercial for it, but it's just actually really cool. I think it's like $5 to park the car, and then you can get in. But a lot of fun, and it's not overly crowded. It's been a real nice flow of people in and out. The seminars you do kind of get a seat for, but worst comes worst, you can just stand around the outside and listen. So, but we've had a good time. One of the most things that's been going on this week with the water temperature, the red tide, we know how horrific it was, but the one added side benefit that really has appeared is how clear the water is. We've got a lot of clear water. We got fish moving back in. A lot of our fish don't live here, like the trout. So we're seeing trout coming back in. We've got good stories of jacks, pompanos, redfish, east side on the west side. It's just been a really cool week. We're looking forward to more stuff coming in. We're getting good sheephead reports from offshore. One of the things that a couple of people have been doing this year is fishing night crawlers on the sheephead. Nightcrawlers have been kind of inching up on the whole sheephead bait. Kind of one of those unusual things. You wouldn't think of a freshwater nightcrawler for sheephead, but it kind of makes sense because if they crush up a barnacle, there is a worm inside of there, and that's what they're actually eating. They're not eating the hard shell. They're eating the soft worm inside. So just something a little bit to think about. Peeled shrimp meat's working good on the sheephead. Clams are a pretty good bet for the sheephead. A little harder to keep on the hook. Double, triple hook that piece of clam to keep it up on there. Keep your hooks down around a number 4, maybe a 2, but 6s and 4s seem to be working really good. They can actually get in there. You get a good hook set out of it. Eljabine's another one picking up on the sheephead. Been having a lot of fun this week. We got March 18th. We got the big tent sale event coming. A lot of people have been confirming. Looking forward to seeing all that go on. So this is Fish and Frank and saying, hey, Radio Waterline, and we're going to turn you back to Josh, Mike, and Robert, and you guys have fun. Take good care of these people, nice folks. So we will be back on the next one. Thanks, boys and girls. See you at the Charlotte County Boat Show.
Now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross,
Fishing Frank.
We gone fishing.
Yeah, I wish. I'm going to be at the Charlotte County Boat Show helping people catch fish. That's why I'm going to be. Ain't nothing but cool.